A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Nun Beis, Shabbos 52A, pagination page 103. But we're going to start on the facing page so that we get the first Mishnah of the Perek. So let's start from Nun Aleph Amud Beis, 51B, pagination 102. And hopefully we'll flip over to today's daf. Starting from just after the first quarter of the page where the new perek begins. Bame behema yotza. What can an animal be wearing when it goes out into public area? Uvame eina yotza. And what is it not allowed to be wearing when it goes into the public area? We have a halacha based on the psukim that an animal is not allowed to work for you on Shabbos, and one of the definitions of work is carrying in the public area. So the question is, what is considered a article of clothing for the animal, or a shemira, a protection for the animal, and therefore not considered carrying because it's for the animal's benefit? And what items are only there because the human being wants it that way? Sometimes even a decoration that only the human being prides himself in. The animal couldn't care less what you're doing. So then those are considered loads, a masui, and you're getting the animal to carry for you on Shabbos, which is prohibited. So the Mishnah tells us, Yotzi ha-gomo ba'afsar, the camel is allowed to go out with a certain type of halter that enables you to lead it and keep it under control, keep it safe. Una'aka bechatam, and a female dromedary, also a type of what we would just call a camel, but it had its own method of being led. V'luvdikim b'prumbia, with some sort of bit. V'sus b'sher, and a horse with its collar to which the leash is attached. And any animal that's normal to have a collar to which you attach the leash, that's permitted. And you could actually, there's a method of leading it on Shabbos, even though it looks like you're carrying the leash. But the leash is for the benefit of the animal, as long as you hold it in a certain way, without too much protruding from your hand, and without it draping too close to the ground. As long as you follow the protocol, you're allowed to lead the animal if that's what's normal for its safety. On the bottom of the Amud, there's a fascinating machlokas, whether something that is too guarding, something that's overkill, is still considered permitted, or once you go into overkill, it's considered a masoy, a load, and you're not allowed to do it. If you take a look at the Gemara, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom at the end of a line, Tanakama Savar, the first opinion in a brisa that was just brought, holds, Kevin de Sagile b'misna ba'alma, since a simple rope would have done the trick, Masuihu, this added method of whatever was being described, is considered a load because it was unnecessary. V'chananya sovar, and Chananya holds, kol netirusa yeserta, any added watching, meaning what we would call overkill, lo amrinan masuihu, it's not considered a load. If you were able to do a basic leash, then doing a major leash, nothing wrong, an extra collar, a method, whatever. Chananya would say that that's not a problem. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel. Rav Huna Bar Chiya said in the name of Shmuel, halacha kechananya. We paskin like Chananya, and added shmira is not a problem. Now, I'll give you the foreshadowing that we do not paskin like Chananya. But that's part of the joy over here, that the initial ruling from Rav Huna Bar Chiya is to follow the ruling of Shmuel, which is Chananya, which is that if you put on something extra heavy, extra bold, to hold the animal, it's all permitted according to Hananya. Mm-hmm. Here's the story. Levi, that's his name, Berei de Rav Huna Bar Chiya, the son of Rav Huna Bar Chiya. Now, if you were paying attention here, on the previous line, this quote that we paskin like Hananya based on Shmuel's ruling was the ruling of Rav Huna Bar Chiya. So Levi, his son, was going on the way, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, together with Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Havakazli Be'orcha, they're going on the way. Kadmei Chamra de Levi Lechamra de Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The donkey of Levi jumped ahead of Rabba Bar Rav Huna's donkey. Chalash Daite de Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna felt badly. Apparently, he was greater, and he didn't think it was proper for the lesser or the student or whatever the relationship was to be jumping ahead of him. Amar, so Levi said in his mind, Emele Milsa, I need to say something, ki hechi di itosev daite, onto today's daf, in order that he should calm down, that he should be calmed, that he shouldn't feel badly about what happened. I need to somehow tell him that it was a mistake. Now here comes Talmudic creative reasoning. Amale, so Levi said to him, Chamor sha'asokov ro'im, a donkey that its way is bad, meaning it's a donkey that's out of control. Kigonzeh, like my donkey, he's out of control. And this was his way of saying that it jumped ahead of you, not because I told it, I didn't motion to it. I have trouble controlling it. Ma'u lotzis b'prumya b'Shabbos, would you be allowed to put on that extra bit on Shabbos to hold it in place? Apparently, the donkey typically can be controlled by a simpler rope or something. And would I be allowed to put on a real good one? So he invoked from the laws of Shabbos a way to tell Rabba Bar Rav Huna that it was a mistake. In a nice, dignified, professional way that doesn't even infer, I know you're feeling badly, so I need to say something. He just said it backhanded. Amale, and Rabba Bar Rav Huna answered, Hachi Amar Avuch, you know, your father taught this in Shir, Mishmei de Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel. Halacha kechananya, we paskin like Chananya, and even if the animal is not out of control, you're allowed to put on as strong a guard as you want. And this is what he answered him. All following the logic that you're allowed to guard the animal more than is necessary. The Gemara, however, tells us, it must be about 10 lines from the top, at the end of a line, Pligi ba Rav u'Shmuel. This issue really is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Chad Omar, one says, Bein Lenoi, Bein Leshamer, Osir, that extra guarding is prohibited. V'chad Omar, Lenoi Osir, u'Leshamer Mutter, and the other one says that if you're guarding it, even if it's an extra guarding, but that extra guarding is permitted. The opinion of extra guarding permitted, obviously, is Shmuel. That's what we just quoted. Shmuel, in the name of Chananya, extra guarding is fine. And that's why in the story he told him, even if your donkey wasn't out of control, you'd be allowed to put on the prumbia. Mm-hmm. But the ruling that we follow, and you'll notice that little gimel, which goes to the side note, which tells you how the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch are going to paskin, L'shamer osur, extra guarding is prohibited. Now, in practical halacha, the Beis Yosef, and it's quoted by the Mishneh Berurah, rule that if something is borderline and you need to guard it a little bit extra to make sure, that's fine, because no one can figure out exactly what's the perfect, right? If an 80-pound braided or a 100-pound braided, but if you're putting on a chain instead of a leash, that already would be out of normal protocol, but a little bit more, no one can be so perfect. So that would be permitted. But to go overboard, we do not paskin like Shmuel, we did not paskin like Chananya, and it turns out that Levi's question was a very legitimate, cute as it may be, question, where it depends. If the animal needs it, So then the Shulchan Aruch paskins, even if other animals of that type do not need it, but if your animal needs it, your animal's a wild animal, so you're allowed to use the chain or whatever it is. But if it's normal animal, you're not allowed to go overboard in your method of guarding it. A very interesting shaila is that walking a dog on Shabbos in a place that does not have an Erev is obviously, you have to do it the right way. You have to do it in a way, if there's no Erev, that the leash doesn't protrude from your hand a tefach, 3-4 inches. It's not allowed to dangle too much to the ground. It should be clear that it's for the animal and you're guarding the animal. The animal shouldn't run into the street, etc. What's very interesting is that Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach discusses that a seeing eye dog on Shabbos in a place that does not have an Erev might be prohibited because that leash is not for the dog.
It's for the person.
Because we're assuming that the dog has been trained how to cross the street, mm-hmm. and it's the person who needs the leash. Right. And suddenly that leash is not for the dog, and therefore it's carrying for the person.
It's really the dog guiding the person.
The dog is guiding the person. So just for its fascinating twist of the situation, of course, if there's an Erev, so then it's fine because the carrying is not an issue. Yashikoah, have a wonderful day.